Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran at World Pork Expo 2026 in Des Moines. My guest is Maria Ziba, the Vice President, International Affairs with the National Pork Producers Council. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
The first mandatory review of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement officially begins July 1st. How important has this agreement been for the North American pork producers, and what have been the factors there?
For us, the integration of our supply chain with both Canada and Mexico has been very important to our industry. We export over $8.6 billion in 2025 to over 100 countries, but about a third of that has gone to both Canada and Mexico. Mexico is our largest export market of over $2.8 billion, Canada at about $7.5 million last year. So it certainly has been very important to us, and we want to maintain those zero duties and quotas into both of those markets.
What has been the National Pork Producers Council's position on trade agreements in general, and in particular the Canada-U.S.-Mexico agreement, and why?
We are staunch free traders. Our producers have competitive advantage, and we have been very supportive of free trade agreements, including the NAFTA and the USMCA. NAFTA in particular, which is now the USMCA, has been very important to our industry. In fact, before NAFTA, we were net importers of pork. Then when NAFTA went into effect, we became net exporters of pork. And that's largely due to that integration of that supply chain and the ability to focus on the things that make us very competitive. And beyond that, we have learned over the last few years especially that diseases don't have borders, and it's really important to have a continued collaboration with our neighbors to the north and the south so that we can be on the same page when it comes to foreign animal diseases and the collaboration that needs to happen between the three countries to ensure that we don't have an outbreak of foreign animal disease. It's certainly part of the agreement on the streamlining of our technical barriers to trade, our sanitary issues. And so we look forward to a quick review that moves forward.
How important is timing and why?
Yeah, for us, the longer that this review continues, it does create an environment of uncertainty because producers are looking at, well, am I going to have tariffs in these markets? What's going to change? And producers look at building barns, and they pour the cement for 40 years. So the rules that were in place are what they have been playing to. And what we ultimately want to see is having that reliability and knowing that things won't change to affect our producers and our competitiveness. So we certainly look forward to a quick review and very minimal changes to the Ag chapter.
How important has this agreement been in dealing with the recent trade uncertainty, new tariffs, changing tariffs, that type of thing?
Yeah, so for us, the reliability of USMCA and the ability to have those consumers, we've spent a lot of money down in Mexico through the National Pork Board and U.S. Meat Export Federation, really building out that market. And we've seen an increase in consumption that has been significant. And it has benefited domestic producers in Mexico, as well as people have gained more money to be able to buy additional protein. And we certainly want to continue on with that in the future.
How much support is the National Pork Producers Council's position on trade been getting from counterparts in Canada and Mexico?
Well, we have a great relationship with the Canadian pork producers. We are aligned on most things. In Mexico, certainly have a good relationship. I mean, right now, I think the unfortunate part is this dumping case that is hanging over us as a U.S. industry, dumping on hams and shoulders to Mexico. It does take away a bit from our ability to talk about USMCA, because we do have to spend a lot of time educating people on what's on the line when you decide to take trade cases with zero valid concerns, and then we have to explain to the public what that means and what it could mean for producers.
Moving forward, what should pork producers be aware of and paying attention to as developments unfold with regards to the Canada-U.S.-Mexico agreement or the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement?
I think it's really important for our producers to stress the importance of USMCA, both the Canadian and the Mexican exports for us, and how there really isn't a backup for us. The fact that we are able to export combos of hams and shoulders to Mexico, that's the only market that we're able to do that. It means that they get pork from the United States without having to individually box items. It makes us very competitive in that market. But overall, it's certainly something that I think it's important for producers to tell their story and talk about the importance of trade and the collaborativeness that we must have as a trilateral pork industry.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I hope that everybody continues to talk to their members about the importance of trade and how we all need to work together to expand our market access opportunities, but also the importance of what we already have and how that has really laid the foundation for our producers' profitability and continued ability to recoup from some of those losses that we saw in previous years.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Maria Ziba, the Vice President, International Affairs with the National Pork Producers Council. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.